Shavua Tov. Shenishma Besura Tov. Okay, tonight's class is, we're on Daf Nun Gimel. Tonight's class should be for the Refu'a Shlema of all the Chonim. Nun Gimel. 53. Refu'a Shlema. Refu'a Shlema of Ya'el Rivka Batamara, Chemda Barachama Chanujana, Elmen Chanukam Rivka, Sarabon Rinesh, Elmen Sarada, Bin Menachan, Yafa Badebra, Rivka Batachav, Rivka Batasar, Shalom, Sar Primena, Shabbat Chanan, Yafa Badimriam, Yavada, Nifah, Hasam, Chamacha, Banchanas, Yimcha, Ben Melka, Miriam Bad Yachav, Zimiram Chana, Diana Bad Nomel, Chavis, Badamar, Sabah Chanag, Gabriel Barachan, Dan Ben Esther, Chaman Arnit, Yakob, the Marmagan, Shabbat, Yemenifah, Yusam, and Ramshu, Shabbat Benina, Yosef Ben Yafa, Daniel, and Dinas, and Fremenam. No, let me come in. ולהבדיל לנשמת רחל בת אליהו דוד בן אליהו לילדן ודפריים שמר משאב ועז בן אברהם נירמת הארון תמר וחבד אברהם משה בן אברהם לישום משלמו שלמה מצחיים שם בן משה יעל יפה בת אריה אליהו ולהבדיל לרעיון דבורה בת מרים ומשיר ללנשמת מהרי בת עזיז. Okay, we're at the top of the page, new Mishnah on 53a וגימל עמוד א'. Okay, Hanoder min atemarim. Again, we're continuing. We are hopefully going to try to finish the perek tonight. If somebody takes a neder from dates, so mutar bidvash, he's allowed to have honey, even though honey comes from dates. He took a neder from dates, not from honey, so he's allowed to have honey. Timarim misitvaniyot. If he takes a neder from these certain types of dates that they were like hard grapes that they would leave them in the vineyard all of the, you know, the winter, and they would make them make like a type of chometz, a type of like vinegar from it. So it wasn't actual edible dates. If you take a neder from those type of dates, mutar bechometz sitvaniyot, then you're allowed to have the vinegar that comes from those grape dates. You're not taking a neder from the vinegar. You're taking a neder from the grape itself. Rabbi Yehuda ben Metera Omer kol sheshem toldato kriya alav v'noder himenu asur biyotze himenu. Anybody whose name of its tolada, of its result, comes, it's named after what it came from, v'noder himenu, and he took a neder from what it came from, he becomes asur even from what came out of it. Meaning, if I take a neder from grapes, let's say, or let's say wine, for example, and the name of wine actually was connected to grape somehow. Let's say instead of grape, it was called wine juice. So then, since the name wine comes from wine fruit, whatever you want to call it, wine fruit, so since that name comes from the fruit, and I took a neder from the fruit, let's say I took a neder from grapes, and I say neder not to have grape juice, for example. Right. No. I took a neder not to have grapes, am I allowed to have grape juice or not? That's the question. So since he took a neder from grapes, and the name grape juice comes from grapes, so then he, according to the first opinion, he's not allowed to even have the grape, what comes out of it, the grape juice. The Chachamim Matirim, and the Chachamim actually permit. So we had three opinions. We had Tanakama. Huh?
By product is permitted.
Right, he only took a neder from X, he didn't take a neder from Y. But so we had the Tanakama, we had the Rabbi Yudam and Metera, and then we had the Chachamim. The Chachamim sounded like they agree with Tanakama though. They say it's permitted. So the Gemara's first question is, Chachamim hainu Tanakama. The Chachamim and the Tanakama sound like the same opinion. So what's the difference? So the Gemara says, Ika benayu, the difference is Hadad Detanya, this following Beraita. Klal ze amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. This general rule, Rabbi Shimon said, Kol shedarko le'echol, anything that it's generally eaten, v'derech hayotze mimenu le'echol, and you eat what comes out of it as well, kegon, for example, timarim v'dvash, like dates and honey, timarim nadarbo, if he made a neder not to have dates, asur b'yotze mimenu, he's not allowed to have the honey because you eat from both of them. Whereas noder miyotze mimenu, if he took a neder from the honey, asur bo, he also would be asur to have the dates because both of them are edible. Kol she'in darko le'echol, but if it's not the way to eat that food, like the case we brought about the dates that they wouldn't actually eat them, they would just use it for vinegar. V'derech hayotze mimenu le'echol, but you eat the vinegar that comes out of it. So noder bo, if you made a neder not to eat from that fruit that's not generally eaten, in asur ela biyotze mimenu, you only become asur from what actually comes out of it. Shelo nitkaven ze ela liyotze mimenu, because the guy's kavana, his intention, what was his intention when he made the neder not to eat from this non-edible fruit? It wasn't that he can't eat from the non-edible fruit, it's not edible. His neder was intending to forbade himself forbid himself from what comes from the non-edible fruit, which is the vinegar in this case. Right? So that's what the Gemara is saying. So the Gemara is saying the difference between Tanakama and the Chachamim is this opinion. Look at the Mefarish. The Mefarish explains what the difference is. Right? So the Mefarish says, Kol she'in darko le'echol. He says, Kegon sitvaniyot, derech hayotze mimenu le'echol, vehen atzman en derech derkan le'echol. Sitvaniyot, we said these fruits, they would leave outside, they weren't edible, they would just take the juice of it. Tanakama de matnit, in the Tanakama of our Mishnah, de amar mutar bechometz sitvaniyot, he holds that you're allowed to have the vinegar from those fruits. Later, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, he does not hold of the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Ela kasavar nadar bo en asur elabo. He holds that if you made a neder not to eat from the fruit, you're not allowed to eat from that fruit. But you're allowed to eat from what comes out of that fruit. Even though it's not normally eaten. You don't eat these temarim sitvaniyot, which are dates that are not generally eaten. And the Chachamim, who differ from the Tanakama a little bit, they hold of the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that says that if you make a neder not to eat from this fruit, even if it's not edible, what does that mean? I'm taking a neder from what actually comes out of the fruit. Because I'm not taking a neder, if I take a neder not to eat from an unedible fruit or from a fruit that's not generally eaten, obviously my neder is not for the fruit, it's for what's coming out of the fruit. That's what Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says.
Okay. It has to be as Kavanah.
His intention is for what comes out of it. Exactly. Exactly. Okay, so back in the Mefarash says, V'tekatani chachamim matirim, and Avshah says, the chachamim permit it, bo begufo, the fruit itself. Aval biyotzem imenu, but what comes out of it, lo, they do not permit that. De'ein asur el biyotzem imenu, it only forbids him for what comes out of it. V'ayinuker v'shimim min lazar. De'amar lo nikav enzeh v'chulei. So now we have three opinions. And the Mefarash explains the last opinion, Rabbi Yehuda ben Metira, haya oser bo biyotzem imenu. We have three opinions. Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda ben Metira, and the Chachamim. Tanakama, let's start with Rabbi Yehuda ben Metira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Metira says, you make a neder not to eat from the fruit, even if it's not a normally eaten fruit, you become asur to eat from that fruit, and anything that juices out of that fruit. Exactly. He says both of them are asur, Rabbi Yehuda ben Metira. Tanakama says that if you take a neder not to eat from a fruit that's not generally eaten, then what does the Mefarash say? He says, you're allowed to eat the what comes out of it, but not the fruit itself. Because you took a neder not to eat from X, you're allowed to eat X. You're not allowed to eat X, but you're allowed to eat what comes out of X. And the Chachamim said, no, if you take a neder not to eat from X, and X is not edible, it's not generally eaten, then you're allowed to eat from X, because that wasn't your intention. And what your real intention was not to eat from Y. So we have, imagine there's X is the fruit, Y is what comes out of the fruit. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Metira would say, X and Y are both asur. Tanakama would say, X is asur, Y is not. Chachamim would say, why is Asur, X is not? Very good. These are the three opinions. Because it says that this is the difference between, the Gemara says, that Chachamim hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The Chachamim hold like Rabbi Shimon. That's why.
If the fruit is edible and the Rabbi is edible,
that they're agreeing. They agree.
Both. So in that case, they agree with...
They agree with Tanakama. No, we said Chachamim Matirin. Rabbi Dami Betera said that anything that's name comes from it, they're both asur. The Chachamim said, no, it's permitted. Whatever comes out of it is permitted. When do we say what comes out of it is asur if the fruit is not edible? So the Chachamim differ in a case where he took a neder on a fruit that's not generally eaten, and he would juice it. So Tanakama would say, the fruit is asur, and Chachamim would say, what comes out of it is asur. That would be the machloket.
Is it halakha or al khumra because of the name being the same?
What's the question? Sorry.
Is it al halakha or for khumra?
Which I don't understand what the difference between Tanakama and Chachamim is. That's okay. Just, that's the Gemara. Let's not sit on it. It's not a practical. Okay, next, new Mishnah. Hanoder mina yain. If somebody takes a neder not to have wine, okay, mutar b'yain tapuchim, he's allowed to have apple wine. So there's different types of wine. They would make wine from grapes. There's a type of wine from apples. So he's allowed to have apple wine. That's not general wine. When you say wine, you're generally talking about grape wine. Min hashemen, if you take a neder not to have oil, mutar b'shemen shum shemin, you're allowed to have sesame oil. Why? What's the general oil that's used?
Olive oil.
So not sesame oil. Min advash, if you take a neder not to have honey, mutar b'dvash kemarim, you're allowed to have honey that comes from dates. Very good.
But the one that speaks so is always date.
Okay, it's a good question. It's a good question. Let's see, does anybody talk about it? No Mefarish. Niran. No. It's a good question. I have to look into it.
The Torah refers to it as dvash tamarim, not dvash. So when you say dvash, you mean honey.
Yeah, but the question is, it's coming from
the Torah calls it, but it doesn't call it dvash. It calls it dvash tamarim.
That's not answering his question, though. His question stands. His question is, if you take a neder not to have honey, why are you allowed to have honey from dates? In all the other cases, the general thing, when you take a neder not to have oil, you would think that it's talking about olive oil. Over here, when you take a neder not to have honey, you would think it's talking about date honey, because the Torah's terms are talking about date.
It says that dvash refers to honey, itself, but if you want to come and say that it is honey coming from there,
so his question is, why is this differing from the other cases of the Mishnah? You're not answering the question. Okay, that's a good question. I don't have an answer. Mina chometz. If somebody takes a neder not to have vinegar, mutar bechometz sitvaniot. He's allowed to have that vinegar that comes from sitvaniot, which are those fruits he leaves out to get in the winter. Mina karishin. If he takes a neder not to have leeks, mutar bekaflutot. He's allowed to have these special type of leeks that have a head. They're not included in the category of the leeks of Karishin. It's a different type of leek. Mina yerek. If somebody takes a neder not to have vegetable, mutar yerakot hasadeh, he's allowed to have these, I guess they're like a dangerous type of vegetable. Wild greens. Whereas, shehem shem levai, because he says these are types of like nicknames sort of, or another way, it's another way to call these things. Here, let's look at the, let's look at the Mefaresh. Not the Mefaresh, the Ran, sorry. No, he doesn't say anything. So, the way he explains it here is that... there's a Rosh on this. Here, look at the Rosh. The Rosh says... Kikon Sitvaniyot, Tanakama Paliga, Rabbi Shimon ben Midvash, here, Neshu Shem Levai, Akula Ka'e. Okay, he says it's going on everything. Meaning on all of these cases, these are another name for it, but it's not exactly what the item is. So if I say I'm not allowed to have oil, I didn't specify what type of oil. So we go to the general type of oil, which is olive oil, but other types of oil would not be forbidden in that same category, right? Okay, very good.
It's also probably
they're not included within that specific term. When I say oil, I'm not including the specific terms of sesame oil, right? I'm only including olive oil, for example. Okay, that's what.
Probably in that time, whatever it is that they're used to, if they're regular.
Right. Okay, we're gonna see that. We're gonna see that. Don't jump the gun. We're gonna see that right now. Tanya, it's Tanya Baraita. It actually depends also on the location. Hanoder minashemin. If somebody takes a neder not to have oil, but Eretz Yisrael, if he's in Eretz Yisrael, mutar b'shemin shem shemin, he's allowed to have sesame oil. Why? Because what's the general oil in Eretz Yisrael? Olive oil. Whereas asur b'shemin zayit, he's not allowed to have olive oil. Ubi bavel, and if he takes the neder in bavel, asur b'shemin shem shemin, he's not allowed to have sesame oil, because that's their general oil. Umutar b'shemin zayit, but he's allowed to have olive oil, because that's not the general oil in bavel. Makom shemistapkin, mize umize, asur baze ubaze, and a place where we generally use both, olive oil and sesame oil, he would become asur to both because he took a general neder. So what's that coming to teach us? Pretty obvious, right? Obviously, if we use both, you're asur to both. So the Gemara says pshita. That's obvious. What's the chidush? So the Gemara says lotzricha. Really, the chidush is the following: deruba minchad. If let's say we usually the majority of the oil that's used in a certain place is olive oil, and I take a neder from oil, do I go for a bit? Do I go based on the majority, or do I go based on what is generally used at all? So that's what the chidush is here. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says, "Deruba min chadev." Let's say the majority is olive oil. Mistapkin mahu de tema. I would have thought to say, "Ezil bater ruba." I would have thought we go after the majority. I would have thought if somebody takes a neder not to have oil, and the majority of oil that's used in a certain place is olive oil, but they use sesame oil also, but not the majority. I would have thought we only go forbade him from the majority. From the olive oil. Comes the Gemara and says, no, kamashmalan, that we say, it comes to teach us, safek isura lechumra. We view anytime you have a safek by something that's asur, we rule stringently. That's a very important rule in halakha, also in halachot kashrut. Anytime you have a safek if something is asur or not, if it's kosher or not, you rule stringently, we rule, make it asur. So over here also, we don't know, we have a safek by a case of isur, so we rule stringently in such a case. Hanoder mina yarak. If somebody takes a neder, we said from vegetable. Okay, now it says bishar shene shavua. In all other years, but Shemitah, except for Shemitah, he becomes asur yarkot hagina. He becomes forbidden to have vegetables of the garden. Umutar yarkot hasadeh, but he's allowed to have the wild greens. Okay. Uveshviit, and if he took the neder during Shviit, asur biyarkot asadeh, he's not allowed to have the wild greens, umutar biyarkot agina, and he's allowed to have the garden, the garden grown greens, the non wild greens. So what's the reason for this? Amar Rabbi Abau, Rabbi Abau comes and says, Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, the name Rabbi Chanina, flipping the Amud. Lo Shanu, this was only taught. When did we say that if you take a neder during Shviit, you're allowed to have the garden grown greens? Ela b'makom she'en mevi'in yarak mechutz la'aretz la'aretz, in a place where we don't bring vegetables from outside of Israel into Israel. But mechutz la'aretz la'aretz. Aval b'makom she'mevi'in yarak mechutz la'aretz la'aretz, but in a place that we bring vegetables from outside of Israel to Israel, asur in Shavir, if he took such a neder, he'd be asur even to have the garden grown vegetables. If you bring vegetables from outside of Israel into Israel, why? What would be the reason for that?
Because he can eat both. He had the intention was as regular green, but not this year.
But what's the problem?
He can only have the greens from the wild, but not the green from outside.
No, he's allowed to have the greens from the garden in a case of Shavuot, not the case of the wild. And the question is when? Only when they don't bring vegetables from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Why? So the Gemara says, "Ketanai, it's a machloket tanaim." What's the machloket? Ein mevi'in yarak min Chutz La'aretz la'aretz. You're not allowed to bring vegetables from outside of Israel to Israel. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Chanania ben Gamliel says, Omer, mevi'in yarak min Chutz La'aretz la'aretz. He says, you're allowed to bring from outside of Israel into Israel. What's the machloket? Why would you not be allowed? So the Gemara says, "My ta'ama demanda amar ein mevi'in." What's the reason for the first opinion? It says you're not allowed. Amar bin Yirmiya mishum gush. He says the reason you're not allowed is because we're concerned of a clod of earth that might have been brought with the produce. Meaning, if I have a clod of earth that comes with the non Eretz Yisrael vegetables from that ground, and it comes into Eretz Yisrael and it's uprooted with the earth, and over there it might be that you have a tamemet, you have somebody who is here the Mefarash says v'tamem mishum safek met. Maybe there's a safek if there was someone dead there, who knows? So it might be safek met from the ground over there, and with that we're not worried in Eretz Yisrael, we're only worried in Chutz La'aretz. So then that's why, according to the one who says you're not allowed, you would not be allowed to bring the vegetables from outside Israel into Israel. And if you did that, then it would make him asur, someone who took such a neder during Shavi, to have the garden grown vegetables, because you're afraid. Yeah, because you're afraid of tamemet, of safek tamemet,
because he made a neder.
Right, exactly. Okay, very good. That, new Mishnah. Me and Akaruv, and we're going to hopefully finish the pair. If somebody takes a neder from a cabbage, from kruv, so the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, asur ba'as be'ispargos. He's not allowed to have ispargos. This is, I guess. It's another type of, it's another type, but it's not exactly cabbage. The Mefarash says, have a bichlal kruv, the mean kruvu, it's like a vegetable, it's like cabbage. It's a type of cabbage, that's what he says, asparagus, right? So that's why he would be asur to have asparagus. Mina ispargus, if he took a neder not to have ispargus, mutar bekruv, he's allowed to have cabbage, because cabbage is not included within ispargus. It's like, I have a tree, and a fruit grows from the tree, but the tree doesn't grow from the fruit, right? So if I take a neder from the tree, then I could be asur from anything that grows from the tree. But if I take a neder from this specific fruit, I would not make myself asur to any other type of fruit, right? So that's what it's saying. If you take a neder from cabbage, you become asur to ispargus. If you take a neder from ispargus, you're still mutar bekruv. You're allowed to have the cabbage.
Yeah, the intention was exactly ispargus.
Mina gerisin. If you take a neder from gerisin, which are these types of beans, specific type of bean. So the Mishnah says, asur b'mikpa. You're not allowed to have this type of, porridge type of thing that would make it into a thick cooked soup mixture. It's like a chulent, essentially. Imagine a chulent. That's what it would be. So if you take a neder from beans, you're not allowed to have the chulent. Don't make that neder. You're not going to have chulent in the winter. Rabbi Yose matir mina mikpan. Rabbi Yose says you're allowed to have that type of chulent. Sorry. Rabbi Yose matir, mechila. Rabbi Yose permits it. Mina mikpa. If you take a neder from this type of chulent, mutar begirisin. You're still allowed to have the beans. But mutaber gerisin, mina mikpa asur. Okay, new case. Hold on. So mina mikpa mutaber gerisin. If you took a neder from the porridge, then you would be allowed to have the beans. Because if you take a neder from beans, porridge is included within that category of the beans, whereas beans are not included within the category of the porridge. Okay? Because the porridge we're talking about is a bean-type porridge. That's what it's saying.
Right.
New case. Mina mikpa, if you take a neder not to have this type of porridge, asur beshum, you're not allowed to have garlic, because they usually put garlic in such a mixture. It's telling you the secret recipe behind chulin.
they don't talk about names anymore.
Nachon. Yeah, no, over here it's talking about like vegetables and. Rabbi Yose matir. Rabbi Yose says, no, that's permitted. You're allowed to have the garlic. Min ha-shum, if you take a neder not to have garlic, mutar ba-mikpa, you're allowed to have the porridge. This we saw earlier, if you remember. Min ha-dashim, if you take a neder not to have lentils, asur ba-ashishim, you're not allowed to have the honey-fried lentils. Rabbi Yose matir. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you are allowed. All of these cases he allows. Mina shishim, if you take a neder, not to have these specific type of honey fried lentils, mutar ba'ad dashim, you're allowed to have regular lentils. Chita chitin, if you say chita chitin, double lashon, sha'ani to'em, from that which I eat, asur bahen, you're not allowed to have any type of wheat, bein kemach, whether it's flour, bein hapat, whether it's bread, any type. Garis garisin, the double language of beans, sha'ani to'em, from that which I eat, asur bahen, you're not allowed to have any of these beans, bein chayin, whether they're raw, bein mevushalin, whether they're cooked. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, konam geris ochita, if you say konam, a bean or a wheat kernel, sha'ani to'em, from that which I eat, mutar lachus chayim, you're allowed to chew them raw. Right? So the Gemara is going to explain why. What's the difference between his opinion and the previous opinion? So the Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Chita sha'ani to'em, he says, a wheat kernel that I eat, asur le'efot, you're not allowed to bake it now, that kernel, umutar lachus, you're allowed to chew it though. I guess they used to chew the kernels, right? So you're allowed to chew it. Chitim sha'ani to'em, if you say wheat, plural, that I eat, asur lachus, you're not allowed to chew it, umutar le'efot, but you would be allowed to bake it. Why? What's the difference? Meaning, if you say in singular versus plural, why would that change it? Right? So look at the Mefarish. Chita v'garis stam. If you say just a general one kernel or one bean, the lo amar chita chitin. You didn't say plural. Garis garisin. The Kasavar Rabbi Yehuda, he says garis o chita mevushalim mashma. It's talking about a cooked type of kernel. Chayin lo mashma. It's not talking about a raw one. Rabbi Yehuda lo paliga de Tanakama, and Rabbi Yehuda is not disagreeing with Tanakama over here. What is the Mefarish saying? The Mefarish is saying essentially that when you have one wheat kernel, here, look at the next Mefarish. Asur la'efod, why would you not be allowed to bake if you said one wheat kernel? De adata de hachi amar chita. That's why you said one wheat kernel. Kadei la'efod de chita gargir echad mashma, umi gargir lo ka'amar. Umi gargir lo ka'amar. Is it gir such an inch? One second. Where is this taking us? Here. Wow, you can't even read the Mefarish without the Haggadah Tzionim. He says, Uven gargir lo ka'amar lachus. And from gargir, he's not talking about chewing. If I have one wheat kernel, I guess they used to have this custom to take kernels and chew them. Like, I guess some people do this with tobacco, or some people do it with all different. You take it with gum, for example. You throw a bunch of pieces of gum in your mouth. If it's just one piece, nobody's just chewing one kernel. So if he says a nether not to benefit from this one kernel, the Mefarish is saying, what he's saying is, I'm not baking it. But of course I'm allowed to chew it. But if he says wheat kernels in plural, now it becomes, he's not allowed to chew it, because that's what you generally do with plural. But you're allowed to bake it, because you don't generally bake plural. So that's why, that's the explanation for this Gemara. Okay, very good. Chita chitin shani toem, asur ben lachus ben lefor. And if he says both chita and chitin, single and in plural, that I eat, he becomes forbidden to chew and to bake. The next case, garis shani toim. If he says an individual bean that I taste, asur levashel, he's not allowed to cook it. Mutar lachus, but he's allowed to chew it. Garisin shani toim. If he says beans, plural, that I'm eating, that I shall eat, asur lachus, not allowed to chew it, the same reason as before, mutar levashel, and he's allowed to cook it. And if he says both, garis garisin, shani toim, from that which I eat, asur ben levashel, or ben lachus. He's not allowed to do either cooking or chewing. Okay, hadaran lach, anodemin abushal. This is the end of the parak. It's a very interesting parak. Very, very consistent parak, actually. A lot of mishnayot that have to do with one another. That's really, you take a nether from X, does that forbid you from Y? If you take a nether from Y, does that forbid you from X? Multiple cases. Let's just do a quick recap on the daf. We started with the case of taking a nether from dates, and we talked about if, essentially, it's all connected to what the previous mishnayot and the following mishnayot. The general part of the daf was, if you take a nether from X, and we want to know if something comes from X, does it make it asur for that? We brought in our Mishnah from that first part of the daf. We had three opinions, the Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda ben Mitra, and the Chachamim. Okay, the second part of the daf was when we got to the next Mishnah. Somebody takes a nether from wine, he's allowed to have a different type of, like apple wine. We go after the general. So we go after the place also. If someone takes a nether in Eretz Yisrael, we go after the general of what Eretz Yisrael is. And same thing with Bavel. And the Chidush we brought from the Gemara over here on the second part of the daf was if somebody takes a nether, and the majority of certain type of thing that he took a nether from is used in one place, but they use some of the minority also. We would have thought that the majority is what asur to him, but the minority is not. The Gemara taught us that no, by safek isura, we rule safek isur lechumra. Okay, then as we got to the Amud Bet, we got to the next Mishnah, which was if a person takes a neder from cabbage, that makes him asur to ispargus, all different types of cases, and Rabbi Yosei would permit all these cases. And when we got to the end of the Mishnah, we talked about a difference between if you say one wheat kernel versus multiple, or one bean versus multiple. And the Gemara explained all of those opinions. If you say one, it makes you asur to chew, but mutar to bake. If you say mal plural, asur to chew and mutar to bake. And if you say both, then it becomes asur to both. And the reason was that generally a person, if he's taking a neder on, you know, on one kernel, his intention is not for chewing, because you don't generally chew one kernel. You would generally, that's for baking. And that's why if he took a neder on one chita, on one kernel, it would be asur le'efot, forbidden to bake, but permitted to chew. Okay, Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen v'amen.